Good morning, wonderful people all over the world. Boy, has God got a message for us to hear today. I am so excited about his word. I wasn't able to sleep well last night because I kept hearing things. And I got up early and I wanted to just worship. And instead of just being able to worship, the Lord had a message for me to give to the people. And I had to change my message this morning. So I'm asking you to be patient with me. It may take a little bit longer than 15 minutes this morning. But I have to be obedient to what God says. It is time that we understand God is warning us in so many different ways. He's warning us about sand shifting, about the water shifting, about the winds blowing and about the waves coming and about his glory. And in so many different ways, he is telling us that things are about to change. And he has warned us throughout the scriptures in the old and the new. When he says something, it's going to come to pass, and we need to understand and trust him. Praise be unto God. I want to begin by singing a verse of this song, old song. I can't walk upon the waters or calm the raging sea, but I know a man who can. I can't cause blind eyes to open or the lame to walk again, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, Yeshua. For he's my dearest friend. When you think things are impossible and your life is out of hand, I know a man who can. His name is Jesus, the Yeshua, the Christ, the Messiah, the only begotten Son of God. I believe that there are many people out there today that are suffering, and they are in despair, and they're despondent, and they're discouraged in so many ways because of everything they see. It is up to us, no matter how. I send this word to about 98 different people every time I put one out, and some of them I know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, they are clicking me off as fast as they see my name come up. But one day, the Spirit's going to be speaking to that person, and I'm going to show up at that moment, and boom, God's going to put it together, and he's going to touch that soul. I believe that with all my heart, or I wouldn't send it out. And I'm telling you, if you are despondent, or you are because of all the chaos, and because you may have lost your home, your job, your family is in disarray. I don't know what it is, but I know that there is people out there that say, God told me this and it's not come to pass. And I've been waiting for this long. So many years have passed and I still don't see God doing anything. Well, let me tell you about a God who, when he speaks, his words come to pass sometime, one way or another. I'm going to give you just a couple examples here. Time, for instance, was created by God. Not just time, but dimensions and space, principalities, powers. It was all created by him, for him. He was before all people, and in him all things exist and consist. Understand, this God that you serve does not serve at your bow and your timetable, but on his timetable. He knows exactly what you think before you thought it. Can you conceive such an awesome God? He wants us to understand that you not to be discouraged just because your promises have not come to pass or fruition in the timetable that you set, or you think as a human being it should have come, doesn't mean it's not going to. Does not mean it's going to not going to. In Ezekiel 12:25, he says, for I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. He didn't stutter. He says, it will come to pass. I will no longer be postponed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord. Now, this was back during the time Israel was being so rebellious. But are we not rebellious today? Come on, we're in that same situation. And God said, I will speak the word and it will no longer be postponed. That's a promise from the prophet Ezekiel. Hallelujah. He says, his has the timetable set for this world. And not just this world, but for the galaxies, for the worlds, for the universes that he's created out there. There is a timetable that God has set in motion. And no matter how much we complain, we bark, we can, you know, just like the children in the wilderness, they will wander around 40 years. Why? Because they complained. They didn't trust. They didn't believe. They just complained. We don't have this. We don't have that. God promised this. He promised that. We don't see it. Why? That whole generation had to disappear so that more faith and trust and truth would come forth. My Lord and my God. Many of the prophets of old prophesied are being fulfilled today. They were not fulfilled for their eyes to even see. I'm going to give you some examples. That doesn't mean that they doubted God. It just means they put their faith and their faith and their trust was in the only true, almighty, living God, creator of everything. If God said it, it will come to pass. Understand, God is a God of encouragement. He's a God of love and joy and peace. He's a God of perfection. And he has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. He used them to relay a message to all mankind. He uses the prophet. I speak first to my prophets. They speak to the body of Christ. Be not discouraged and be not dismayed. What I have said is going to come to pass. All time is in God's wondrous hands. Stop trying to put God in your box. Let him loose and let him and walk with him as you walk with him every day. I've got to turn my phone off. I got to get it done so it doesn't interrupt. Praise be unto God. Oh, blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. There we go. God is not on your timetable. We're on his. And all the lapsed time is time that we gain that trust and that faith in him that he's going to come, it's going to come to pass and he's going to do what he said. In every generation, there's a new sound. There's a new thing coming forth. And I believe with all my heart, we'll be the generation that's going to see the mighty works of God go forth again. They knew that God was God. And even though they did not live to see some of these things come to pass, they understood if God said it, it was going to happen. There's some examples that I put down here. Noah, we're not sure how long it took him to prepare that ark, to build it, but just through things that I've read and research, maybe 75 years. But it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Okay, we're talking about year timetable. We're talking about day timetable here. It took time to load the ark. It took time to put all this food in the ark and all the things that the supplies that they were going to need because they had no idea how long they would be in that ark. But it was 40 days and 40 nights. Look it up in Genesis 7:1. The children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years before they were allowed to enter the promised land. You find that in Joshua 5:16. It was 400 plus years between the Old and the New Testament. During that time that is called the intertestamental time, there were no prophets. There was a lot of chaos and upheaval and violence, and they just went about doing what they normally did. The priests did their thing and the people did their thing. But there were no prophets to give the word. There was no hope. There was no, all things were being diminished during that time. Over 400 years without hearing from Almighty God. Timetables. It was around 600 years from the time that Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah before he actually was born. 600 years. We're talking years here. Israel was in bondage to Egypt 400 and plus years before they were delivered. You can read that in Genesis 15, 13. The 600 years is in Isaiah 9, 6. Oh, he's a wonderful Messiah. And the government will be upon his shoulders. Jesus was tempted in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. We're back on days, years, days, months. It doesn't matter. Time is in God's hand, not yours. Ours is to believe, to trust, to have faith, to know who we serve. And the last one I'm going to give you is Moses on Mount Sinai, 40 days and 40 nights before he got the Ten Commandments. You find that in Exodus 34:28. My Lord and my God, hallelujah to the Lamb. The timetable is in God's hands, not ours. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Lord and my God, I think I got my papers all mixed up, but that's okay. That's okay. God's in charge of all this. Well, after all this, I was sitting there and I saw this vision. Okay, he doesn't just give us the word, but hear what he's saying. And I'm going to go as fast as I can and keep it as low as I can. But I have to give it all to you today. I have to. God is telling us to get ready. There's something coming down the pike and he wants us to be ready. Get ready physically, get ready in the physical, get ready in the spiritual, especially in the spiritual. But we have to think about the natural too. My husband came up to me and said a while ago, he says, you know what I think we should do? We need to buy a generator. And I'm thinking to myself, last night I said to myself, I think I'll ask him about us getting a generator. That's preparing in the natural, having food and water and supplies here in the natural for whatever comes down. But at the same time, knowing that God has got it all in his hands, it doesn't matter. And this is what the vision was about. The vision, I saw myself sitting in a chair and I was swinging. And it was like being, I know you've seen these carnivals, there's a chair you'll sit in, your feet are dangling and it'll start spinning around and around and it gets faster and faster and so fast that you're almost horizontal or maybe even upside down. Well, that's what was happening here. That's in this vision. That's what was happening. I wasn't alone on this ride. There were many others. But as it got faster and faster, many of them were losing their grip and they were falling. Holy Mahela, Maholiest Son of Makai. And the Lord said, the pendulum is shifting. The pendulum is shifting. Be ready. Hallelujah, Moshiach. And he says, there is coming a great swinging. You will hear the bells of heaven ringing. He was warning us. Hallelujah. It is by my divine design, all the world will know who is mine. You're not going to fool God in the end. It doesn't matter if you fool your mom or your dad or your kids, or you fool your kids or your grandparents or your pastor or anybody, or the pastor fools the congregation. It doesn't matter. You don't fool God. You don't fool God. Many shook loose and began to fall. I hear who will answer my call. There is much work to be done before the coming of my son. Get ready to plow the ground when the trumpet begins to sound. A call to arms. No need to be alarmed. I am about to shut the mouth of the lion, revealing the deception and the lying. You hear God is in charge. America will have a new face before you finish your race. We're going to see the mighty happen. It is time for all to see who truly belongs to me. My church ready to sing the victory song as I right all that is wrong. All that is wrong, eyes will be open. Marching through this land, knowing who is in command of heaven's wealth, I begin to spread many awakening who were dead. And you know why? Because many of us got on the rooftop and we were shouting, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, la boshandai. Many being revived as they see Christ is alive. The lie of the devil, he is dead. He is alive. The hope of glory the devil tried to steal because he became alive and we knew he was real. Hallelujah. Brush off your wedding garment, your wedding gown, as God's Spirit begins to turn things around. The oil now filling up your lamp. They boldly march into the enemy's camp. That oil had gotten low, but now the lamp is full of oil, and they boldly march into the enemy's camp. Snatching those who were falling, now on Jesus, they are now calling. They were falling. Remember the vision? But we got up, and we filled our lamps, and we went forward, and we won them. The church now seeing God's heart to win souls has always been our part. Spreading God's love and joy to every girl and every boy. This earth I'm going to rearrange, he says, for the end time harvest to gain. Children, get ready to move swiftly as I change things suddenly and quickly. Do not look back. You are on a new track. You will hear heaven's bells ring as you begin this new thing. I am spreading my love across this land as we go together hand in hand. Extending my mercy. Hear him. Extending my mercy, giving all. Suspending my grace. Extending my grace, giving all of heaven a taste. Whoever will worship my son, a crown of life they have won. The door is open wide as they see for them Christ died. Many rocking and really remember those same old feelings. A new season of righteousness where many at the cross find peace and rest. During this time of reprieve, many the Satan will try to deceive. Be on the watch. Be watchful and alert. Carefully guard your heart, your thought, and your mind during this reprieve of time. Hear what he's saying. You will see evil fall, says the Lord, for I am cleansing earth's core. Where evil was allowed to reside, now righteousness will abide. It is during this time of harvest, Satan will try his hardest to cunningly deceiving in his deceptive ways, try to captivate your days. Understand, he's going to try to keep you so busy that you can't see or hear what God is trying to say. But be alert and be aware. Hallelujah. Filtering in his deceptive lies, we must be discerning and wise. The battles are mine, says the Lord of hosts. I am going to burn him and overcook him like burnt toast. Ooh, hallelujah. My house will be full, says the Lord. The Lord said, as we drink his wine and eat his bread. The righteous will reign through the authority of my son's name. Jesus at Calvary won the war and now reigns supreme forevermore. Glory be to God. Glory be to his son. Glory be to the Holy Ghost. 3 in 1. My Lord and my God, we're about to pray, but I ask you to please go back and hear what God said today. It is so important that we understand and do not be discouraged by all this mayhem that is going on. Be not discouraged, but be encouraged if God said it, it will come to pass. In Matthew 4:24-6, it says, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, meaning they must happen. But the end is not yet. Come on, people. That's God's word to us today. Let us pray. Holy God, our Father, you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. As we lift your holy name all of our days, the precious blood of your Son, so powerful, it can save everyone. It doesn't see color, creed, or background. It just wants to give everyone a crown. Your holiness flows through those who believe, and we pray for those who have been deceived. Our heart's desire is to flow your Spirit alone, as through the power of Jesus, many sins are atoned. We ask you to heal, save, and restore as we walk through this next door. We ask you to open up spiritual eyes to see as demons try to weave fear and lies with their cunning disguise. In the power of Jesus' name, Satan's plans will crumble and fall. The authority of Jesus is endless, and before him, the devil is defenseless. Glory to God who gave his Son, whose blood can save everyone. Jesus reigns forevermore, the one we worship and adore. Amen and amen. Some call his Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, Yeshua, for he's my dearest friend. If you think no one can help you, and you don't understand, I know a man who can. He is God's only begotten Son, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. I love you so much. Please hear what he's saying this morning. Get ready, because he's about to make great changes in our world. I love you so much, but God loves you so much more.